ओम शांति। इन बाबास रिमेम्बरेंस टेकिंग लव रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ ऑल ऑफ यू व्हेन I went to Baba, was offering bhog to Baba and sharing our love with Baba. And Baba was giving very, very loveful drishti for quite a while. And Baba was giving drishti in such a way that after some time I feel I am totally, totally merged in Baba's love. And I think that's what Baba wanted us all to experience. What is the stage to be merged in God's love? So Baba keeps giving drishti and we keep taking drishti. And I can say for myself, my experience, that I was totally, totally merged and was not only merged in silence, but there was total silence, very, very deep silence. And then I said to Baba that I brought bhog from this family here, and Baba accepted bhog. And then I also remembered, I said, Baba, we always remember our ancestor souls, and especially recently Dadi Janki. So Baba said, yes, that's your family. And so Baba feed bhog to them also. Some of them were there, must be all, but I saw some. And then Baba was still sharing drishti, and then Baba said, God's love is power. Love is power, and God's love is the great power. Why Baba is giving you all the experience of being merged in love? Baba said, so that you can also become image of that God's love. Not only become image of God's love, but then your vibrations of love. Love not only makes you powerful, but the vibrations of love will give power, will give hope, will give courage. All the qualities which are needed can emerge from this love. Because Baba said, even the quality of courage comes from love. When there is love, then you have courage to do. So changing the virtue, the quality, or the experience of power of love into all the qualities. Baba said, when you all are image of love and radiate the vibrations of God's love, Baba said, souls will experience a lot of, you know, as if they are being bestowed with many powers and virtues. So really main focus was on being in God's love, merge in God's love, and sharing love with others. Then Baba said that children always think in the mind. Generally also they think, what Baba is saying at this time? What are Baba's signals or directions? But also everyone personally also want to feel Baba's directions and to experience that what Baba wants me to say, what Baba has to say for me. So Baba said, for that, when your intellect is very subtle and connected with Baba, Baba said, then you can very clearly know what are Baba's directions for you, what Baba wants you to do at this time. Baba, through Murli, gives all the directions, all the Srimad, and tells you all your present and future. But also when it comes to personally, knowing your own, what should be my present effort, and in future also, what I have to do. So Baba said that as much you will follow directions from the Murli, that will make your intellect satupradhan. That will make your intellect very subtle. And then also doing all different practices or drills also will make your intellect very subtle and also divine. So now is the time that you all do these practices, follow Srimad accurately, study properly, so that your intellect for now and also in future will become, Baba said, like a very, very powerful wireless set. That means that connection which you will have will give you clear signals at every step. Some of you, Baba said, already have this to certain percentage, but you all have to increase the percentage of your practice so that, Baba said, intellect is very, very pure and very clear, very subtle intellect. And Baba said, then you will be able to, as you see through these eyes, you will very clearly see through your intellect every step you have to take and every direction you have to follow. So Baba said, Baba, your desire, your wish to have this clarity and to understand every step, this desire, it reaches Baba. So Baba knows. And Baba always will be giving the signals and directions at every step, but your intellect has to be very, very subtle so that you can understand, you can look at it, and then you can follow. But Baba said, in general, Baba will say that everyone is making good effort and becoming more and more stable, there is realization and also there is aim to become complete. And then Baba said, now is the time to become complete. Complete, for that Baba said, you have to look at the percentage of every virtue and every power. So when it comes to patience, and you find that you have that quality, but few times you are not that much in that virtue. So you look at it, you look at your chart, I need 30% more, 20% more. So every virtue, look at what percent more percentage you need. It's not you don't have that virtue, but under different circumstances, situations. And Baba said, when there is a virtue, then accumulation happens. But if you still respond to everything based on sanskar, then there is no accumulation, rather some deduction happens. So if you want to keep accumulating, every time you have to use a virtue. So when you will use virtue, your account will increase because you use the virtue, but also you will pass with honor. And other soul also from that response from the virtue will benefit. So you are also serving. So three things. One is using virtue will accumulate my account. Using virtue will definitely increase the percentage of my virtue. And third is using virtue will serve the other soul. But if your response is according to your sanskar still, or someone else's sanskar, whether your sanskar because of someone else's sanskar, so Baba says there will be very no accumulation there. And you will find that that's a percentage of that virtue is lacking in the self. So keep aim to be complete and paying attention to every response, whether through thoughts, through words, through your face, your attitude, any type of response you give. And in that response, because response also is the action. An elevated action is with virtue. And that becomes accumulated. So Baba was saying very beautifully, the method to accumulate. So if you use that method, then definitely Baba said your percentage will increase. You will feel a lot of transformation in the self and moving towards completion, becoming perfect. And then of course Baba give lots of love remembrances and again pulls us into his love so that we can be in the stage of being merged in love. Om Shanti. So this morning drill, Baba gave us homework. This morning we were prince and princess, right? And Baba wants us to sit on heart throne. Just imagine God's heart and throne of God's heart. And we have to sit. So what qualifications are required to be seated on God's heart throne? Even in Laukik way, in our day-to-day life, like some certain things certain souls do, and you immediately feel that she's near your heart, she's winning your heart. So when Baba was saying about throne, crown and tilak, today we have to do it, and then we sit. So I start reflecting and practicing what comes first. Should I put tilak, then crown, then sit on throne? Or should I first sit on throne and then put crown and tilak? What should we do? First tilak, crown and throne, or throne, crown and tilak? One is saying throne. Other one? Tilak first. Okay, let's see. So you are putting tilak and then crown, and then make that person sit on throne. Now other one is saying you sit on the throne and then put crown and then tilak. So there will be two, right? Some of you raise hand, those who think throne, crown and tilak. Can I see hands? Those who think is throne, crown and tilak. Okay, those who think tilak, crown and throne, you have raised your hand. Maybe we should try it in a practical way on someone. But you can experiment with yourself because that's what we have to do all day. Do both and see what works better. Like I was thinking, I sit on the throne. So I'm very stable and kind of sit properly, because throne is of our stability. So I sit on the throne and then wear the crown of lightness and responsibility. There is no heaviness, lightness. And then tilak of awareness and victory. This is one way which I thought I will do that. But other one is, okay, you create awareness, right, and you put tilak of victory. And then there is crown of responsibility, crown of service. And then you sit on the throne. So you are walking with your crown to sit on the throne. Yeah? So that's why still we have two opinions. So today you can try, put your tilak, then crown and sit on the throne. Or sit on the throne, then you put crown and tilak. Let's see what works for you. Both could be right, but which is more natural, comfortable? Because I put tilak and then crown, and still I am not stable on that throne which I am sitting is not stable. It has three legs and one leg is not in level. So I sit with my crown and it's shaking. How will I feel? I have to hold the crown so that it doesn't fall. If it shakes. But if throne is very strong, all four legs are, four subjects, all the virtues, very stable, then I have throne and tilak. I don't have to hold the crown because it won't shake. And then while taking care of crown, sometimes my hand could go and erase my tilak. It does happen practically, you know, many times we are decorated in Madhuban for our ceremonies, or even, you know, if you are practically as an actor playing part. So you're trying to take care of your crown, so your hand could go and erase your tilak. Could be because your attention is there, and that could be awareness, or that could be victory. So I'm just giving example. I'm not telling you what is right, what is wrong. But I'm saying look into all practical aspects. And then by the evening, you will know exactly. During traffic control, take another extra 3-4 minutes. And do this drill. And then now I have to again sit on Baba's heart throne. That's another good practice. And Baba's heart throne is very delicate, is very loving, and so I have to very gently. You can't just go and sit like as you were sitting in on a chair, right? You have to be very, very light, double light, and then you can sit on Baba's heart throne. So two thrones. So I think today we will have very, very entertaining. We do cultural program only one time. And you will do every hour this entertainment and practice with yourself. And really, really come up by this evening when we meet. You can share in 1 minute that how finally you found, you managed to sit on the throne. Wear the crown, have the tilak, and then sit on Baba's heart throne. Right? So if Baba has given us this drill to perform, there must be some significance, right? It's not something, okay, I said, Baba said, so I did it. No, it's not like that. That will be illusion. If you really, really want to practice, then you have to practice it properly. So today we got from this homework from Baba, and of course the two thoughts from Murli. We will share more in the evening that when there's fortuna, there is blessing. In other words, there is inheritance and blessing. And all of us have inheritance. All of us have fortune. And in Lokic way also, if there are 3 children, 2, 5, they all get their inheritance, both ways. Girls will get their own share. Boys will get their own share. Even girls don't get inheritance, but they get, at the time of wedding, they get lot. No, that's their inheritance. But then, some they will say, oh, it's very expensive things I got. Let me put it in locker, right? It will remain safe there. And some might say, oh, let me wear it, use it, enjoy it. And some will not even care and might lose it. So, what is best? So, that means, how do I use my fortune? So, Baba gives us knowledge. Use your fortune. In whatever way, like I am fortunate to have any speciality, any skill, or I am good in business, so making good money. I am one who can do things efficiently. So you have fortune. Look at the list of what fortune do I have now, and then invest that. You use it, but also investing. That means you are using it for service. And it's becoming blessing in the form that that fortune not only keep expanding, but it becomes everlasting. Even if there are difficulties, but if you have a speciality, like you have heard about Brother Jagdish, right? You have heard that story that Baba wanted us to write a letter to Prime Minister. So Baba said, tomorrow morning, you all bring the draft of letter. So that night there was blackout in Panda Bhavan. So it was so dark, so we thought, anyway, how can we write? So let's sleep. In the morning after Murli, Baba asked who wrote letter. So nobody wrote letter, but Jagdish Bhai wrote. Because there was still the street light. With also some candle, whatever. And he wrote the letter. And brought to Baba. Baba said, you are the one. Baba will give the power in your pen, that you will be writing for Baba, praise of Baba. And since then, he has love for two things. He liked a good pen because he wakes up in the morning at 2:45 and he keeps writing. So whenever I ask him what gifts you want, he said, good pen. Not expensive, but which writes very smoothly, so that my hand is not tired. So, all of us could have done it, right? And same as we all have inheritance, fortune. But for little thing, we just say, I can't do it, it's not possible, it's difficult. Then we say, oh, maybe it's not in my fortune. No, meri kismat mein nahi hai. Maybe Baba didn't give me inheritance. No. Equal share of inheritance, just appreciation, knowing what I have and what I can offer to Baba, and overcome any obstacle or difficulty. That's not a big thing. Not to make excuse, right? Whenever we don't want to do anything, even in school days, I don't want to go to school, so I have headache, I have stomachache, I have this thing. Today's weather is not good. How can I do that, right? Always some excuse or some reason. But that is where God's love, our commitment, our determination, our powers have to be used to make ourselves free from obstacles and get it done. And here comes your blessings. And not only blessing, but what speciality you have, that becomes everlasting also. Whether it is good intellect, whether it is elevated thoughts, any kind. And I am sure we have many. Not in the fortune and inheritance. Okay. Every point can be taught, but little bit reflection on victorious soul. I like it very much that when you have victory, victorious soul, what will be the feelings? What kind of thoughts will come? So you can revise more today. Have your drill of entertaining yourself with this ornaments. Baba gave crown, tilak throne. And I am sure we will have a very, very good day. And Baba's Dishti and love is always with us. And think of being loving all the time. God's love. It's not a question of my love, but God's love. Okay, Om Shanti, good morning. Nice to see you all. And just be happy, keep with Baba, keep well. Om Shanti, Om Shanti.